Believe it or not, I'm going to empty this freezer and attempt to defrost it this afternoon. E.K. Lippermeyer, I'm in the northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia, and it is just after, or approaching 1 o'clock perhaps, on the 26th of January, Australia Day 2023. And I did show yesterday in a video, I haven't uploaded it yet to tell you the truth, haven't uploaded it, the problem with chest freezers, the challenges with them and the advantages of them, and this is one of the challenges. So I left it a bit high, something high, it had not quite closed, and the condensation occurred, and it's formed a new seal, approaching a centimetre above the proper spot. So wish me well. I'm emptying it into another freezer and then attempting to defrost it, clean it out, and have it sent down to the country where my wife will be rejuvenating after her long 3 month plus stay in hospital. Speak to you again soon. Let me show you. I've emptied the little freezer going down to the country, and it had far more in it, even though it was down somewhat, than I was expecting. Far more. I've put some of it, frozen food, into the refrigerator in the house, one of the two refrigerators in the house, because it's vegetable soups and things that I'll thaw out and try and eat over the next couple of weeks. And this freezer was about half full, and it's filled it. This is the old trusty 35-year-old, I estimate, Kelvinator. The badge has fallen off from there, but it's unbelievable. Lasting, well, shouldn't be unbelievable. It should be the way all things should be made, with lasting ability. It's been away from here on a trailer and back, where it helped my daughter freeze food when she was in the share house donkeys years ago, for at least 12 months, and came back. But yes, the outside's looking really scrappy now. It has been outdoors a little bit at times, on verandas and so on, but it still works a charm. Kelvinator, and this new Kelvinator, I've got a little bit of room in there, so I'm going, and that's currently full of stuff which I've got to move particularly soon, so keep barracking for me. So here I am working on, I don't know what I'll call this, but it's defrosting chest freezers, which I haven't done for at least 5 years, at least. Better late than never. I just remembered, I forgot to disconnect this freezer. I'm defrosting it while leaving it running, so done. So then I'll be able to help that ice along. There'll be less to towel out if I take some sheets off maybe in the next hour or less, and throw them onto the garden, keeping you informed. Here I am, maybe an hour later, maybe not quite, and I'm going to start working with this knife on the ice build up. Before the ice melts into a great big puddle inside, I will always be careful, of course, with a knife in a freezer that you don't puncture the sides. I have a plastic tool somewhere, plastic scraper, and I don't know where it is. It's in one of the other freezers in the house, I think, that are much safer to use. But you can see what I'm doing. I'll pause. I'm back with a bucket to put the ice into. Now, in your neck of the woods, can you still get cheap plastic buckets with a metal handle? I bought a pile of these donkeys years ago, call it 15 years ago, thinking I could always do with extra buckets, and I've hardly got any left now because, of course, the buckets crack and break and so on over time. Now they sell them with these useless black plastic handles. It wouldn't matter the colour, but they wobble, or you fill the bucket up with water, two-gallon bucket, and they wobble, and no, but why can't we still get affordably a metal strong wire handle on a two-gallon plastic bucket? Now you can see what I'm doing here. Down it goes. Oh, it landed in the bucket for me. So, caution, of course, with your knife, a metal object in the freezer, you don't want to damage the freezer. But if I get to this ice before it becomes melted in a puddle, then I've just saved myself, whoops, considerable mopping up with towel. I'm going to still have to mop up with a towel, but you see what I'm doing, so I'll pause again, the battery's flashing. And so I've removed the bulk of the sheets of ice that had built up on the sides of this freezer. There's my bucket of frosty ice, etc. I'll let the rest just melt off. It's a warmish day, even though it's a cool spell here in Perth at the moment. It's a warmish day compared to what we were having. And then I will towel out the remainder of that. I see there's a missing plug on the lid. A lot of it might leak out if there's a puddling down there. So I'll keep you posted. That bucket of frosted up ice from the chest freezer, I'm going to pop it here by this bamboo. Is it going to hurt the bamboo? I doubt it very much, because there's quite a layer of mulch there. In the next couple of hours or whatever it takes to seep in, it will be warming up. And there's a lot of root systems all around that, so I'm not wasting the water, and I don't think I'm harming the plants, because as I say, that insulating layer of mulch will mean it'll just be cold water by the time it goes down, not frozen. Done it many times before. The observant among you who have watched me a few times will have noticed that I haven't done my hair for today yet. I'm visiting my wife in hospital later this evening, so I've got to brush my hair out and get any knots out and get the top knot going again. Look, I've finally got the chest freezer, our smallest chest freezer, done. I've just been toweling out the little bit of moisture. Obviously some did go through that drainage hole, which is missing its plug. Who knows where that is? And this belongs about there, of course. Handy little way of, if I knew what I was doing. There we go. That's in place. And there's the basket that normally would sit in there. So I'll leave it open to air. And I'm feeling good that that job is finally done. Now I've only got two outside and one inside, more larger chest freezers that have not been defrosted for at least 5 years. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was considerably more last couple of days in another video I did. And remember, that's 35 years old, that freezer, and working like a charm. Kelvinator. It's just a matter of, as I've said to the preppers who've watched my videos, the chest freezers are great, but we're on grid. So all we have to do is have 2 weeks without power, and we've lost a lot of stuff unless we could rapidly give it away to people. And then there's, the money lost in when you're on a very tight budget in terms of not being able to sustain yourselves. But the good is you could help others. And if anyone's at a loose end in the prepping community out there and wants to swing by northern suburbs of Perth and defrost my other three freezers, feel free. I'm kind of joking, because it's not. Anyway, thank you. That's the end of my the travails. What will I call it? The travails of defrosting chest freezers. Speak to you again soon.